The marchers bundled up to brave the chilly morning temperatures. Many of them brought their young children, including Kate Mapp, a library scientist at the Park City Library, who was pushing her 18-month-old baby in a stroller with a sign, Future Scientist.
We're here because climate reality is real, and we want the future for our son to experience all the beautiful places that we have experienced in our lifetime, and we just hope that that continues and those open spaces are there for him to experience as well.
Like Kate, most marchers seem concerned about climate change. Dan and his wife Carol were carrying a big Citizens Climate Lobby banner.
There's climate denial, and we're taking money away from science research. You know, the EPA is being defunded, so it's a serious issue.
Megan McKenna teaches ninth grade science at Treasure Mountain Middle School.
I'm marching today because I think our future depends on science. I think our biggest challenges right now are all based on science, and that's where our solutions are going to come from.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas welcomed the crowd.
I'm very excited to be here on a day that celebrates fact, not fiction. We seem to be a culture that's surrounded by a lot of assumptions and myths and late-night delusional tweets. And so it's nice to be here where people believe in the scientific method.
He was joined by council members Andy Bierman, Tim Henney, Cindy Matsumoto, and Nan Worrell, who told the crowd that in this time of national uncertainty, Park City's proud to lead the nation when it comes to going green.
By 2022, all city operations are going to be net zero carbon and powered by 100% renewable electric.
Park City High School senior Kyle Hawes won an essay contest and read his winning entry to the crowd.
I refuse to live my life thinking that the continuation and acceptance of science has been defeated with a Democratic White House. And I especially refuse to live my life in a country where NASA, NOAA, and the arts are only a history lesson.
March organizer Josh Hobson said government, not private corporations, should fund scientific research.
Private corporations always have that profit motive in there somewhere, whereas a government of the people are free to act in the best interest of the people.
Park City Police Sergeant Rob McKinney says the department's drone estimator indicated there were about 350 people who marched down Main Street and up Sweet Alley. Both roads were closed for about 35 or 40 minutes between 9 and 10 in the morning. McKinney said the organizers indicated on their permit request that there could be as many as 1,000 people attending, so they had 20 to 30 police officers present to help manage the crowd. He said there were no problems and the crowd was peaceful. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.